Welcome to the Philip Wiley Show. Take a look behind the curtain of professional hacking and hear compelling discussions with guests from diverse backgrounds who share a common curiosity and passion for challenges and their job. And now, here's your host, offensive security professional, educator, mentor, and author, Philip Wiley.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Philip Wiley Show. Today I have my friend Mariana Padilla joining. So Mariana and I met last year. She was doing an interesting thing. I'm really big on networking. So if anyone talks to me and sees some of my social media posts, I'm always preaching, you know, networking and building your brand. But Mariana had a really cool thing that she was doing. She was having virtual coffee with people on her list, and I'll let her get into the details of that here in a minute. But she's reached out to different people having these virtual meetings. We got to meet in person at Black Hat last year, Black Hat USA. And so she's got a pretty interesting company and an interesting story. So I thought it'd be great to bring her on. She had been planning to get her on for a while. And so we connected today, messaged, and actually we scheduled this afternoon. So it was pretty quick. She operates the way I like to operate. Just fast and on the fly. Sometimes if I wait too long, I forget. And I have to go back and try to get people scheduled. I have done that so many times, and it's not on purpose, but you know, I run into stuff like that and have to get people scheduled and finally get around to scheduling them. So it was good that you're able to get on today. So welcome to the show.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for being here. I'm absolutely thrilled it worked out.
Yeah, same here. So yeah, it's one of my favorite connections from last year. It was pretty cool to the way that you connected. And so, you know, sometimes it's interesting, the opportunities. Most of my opportunities is meeting people at conferences and through social media, but that's a really good idea. So kind of go ahead and give us your origin story, and we'll get into the story about your virtual coffees after you kind of give your origin story, kind of how you got started and where you're at today.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah. So, I guess I'll start off by saying, if you would have told me a couple of years ago that I would have ended up in cybersecurity, I would have been like, what are you talking about? So it was one of those origin stories of kind of falling into cybersecurity, which is interesting because, you know, we have our own podcast, which you've been on, and we always ask about the origin story. And I think the vast majority of people kind of inadvertently ended up in this industry and then, you know, really found a home here. So my background is actually most recently in marketing, running my own agency, a small a marketing agency focused on B2B service providers. So folks like coaches, consultants, realtors, mortgage brokers, that kind of thing. Before that, spent some time in education and nonprofit. I really think that the common thread with everything that I've done is storytelling. The better you can tell a story, the more successful you're going to be. It doesn't matter if you're talking to middle schoolers, especially middle schoolers. Man, they do not want to be bored. middle schoolers, you know, talking to donors from my time in nonprofit, talking to VCs, all of those things. So storytelling, obviously very, very important for marketing as well. And then met my co-founder, Craig Elrod, just about a year and a half ago, July of 2022, is when 2022 first met. And he told me about his vision for building an automated demo marketplace for cybersecurity software. So instantly understood the vision because I had lived the pain of attempting to purchase enterprise software, not necessarily cybersecurity software, but, you know, thinking to myself at the time, all I want to be able to do is come in and touch, feel, experience this product and know if this is right for me. And so when he told me about building this marketplace, I immediately saw the vision, immediately saw that this was something that I wanted to be a part of. And I guess the rest is history, as you will say.
Very cool. And so, yeah, if you go back and mention the virtual coffee meetings or what are the virtual coffees that you were doing, if you could kind of explain, you know, your purpose of doing that and how that succeeded for you.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So I think one of the things that I learned very, very early on after joining this industry is that It is very much focused, it operates differently from a lot of industries in terms of it is trust-based, obviously. We talk about zero trust all the time, you know, on the software piece of things, and very relationship-based, which I really appreciate. But if that cold email that you're sending is not going to go anywhere, you know, people don't want your emails, they're not going to open them. And so I figured out pretty early that one of the best ways to get ahead and to really make my way in this space was just to start reaching out and talking to people. And so it started, my fiance actually was kind of the inspiration. He had something called 100 meetings in 100 days. And it was really just, you know, to challenge himself to really network. So I did 100 meetings in 100 days and just never stopped, I guess. So by the end of the year, it was 408 virtual coffees. You know, I just met an incredible variety of people, kind of running the gamut from CEOs, CISOs, practitioners, really, you know, the whole spectrum of the cybersecurity industry. And really, it's just my belief that, you know, every good conversation opens the door to other conversations, right? So you never know who knows who, who's going to introduce you to who's going to like make that connection that's going to be critical to your success. You know, recently, I guess about 3 months ago, had a virtual coffee with Julian Lee, who runs eChannel News, who's also the organizer of Cybersecurity Defense Ecosystem, which I jokingly refer to as the MSSP cartel. 5,300 MSSPs in this organization. And it turned out to be that the services that we were providing and the marketplace and the World Hacker Games events that we were putting on were exactly what they were looking for. And so sometimes you just need to put yourself out there and be willing to have those conversations. I think a lot about I think it was the TED Radio Hour podcast, if I'm not mistaken. They talk about the idea of luck and whether or not luck is actually like something that is, you know, a real thing or not. And the conclusion that just really stuck in my brain was you have to think about it kind of like sailing. You just have to open up your sails and be willing to like be open to the opportunities that come your way. And so I kind of think about that with virtual coffee, just like be willing to put yourself out there, have those conversations. 99.9% of them were extremely positive with incredible people. You know, some of them maybe didn't lead to additional conversations. One person thought I was asking him out on a date, which I was definitely not. you know, miscommunications happen, I suppose. But it was just, it led to incredible relationships, like, you know, being connected to you, being able to meet you at Black Hat, like some incredible people who are in my life now, who I am grateful to call friends. Some of our advisors on our team came through virtual coffee. So you just really never know where they are going to lead you. And so really my process for doing that, for anyone who is interested, it really works well for cybersecurity because y'all make it very easy to identify you on LinkedIn because you list all your certifications. Very helpful. Thank you. So just reaching out, connecting, you know, engaging with people's content and just saying, hey, like, I just really like to meet up with you. I'm not trying to sell you anything. Just want to hear about you and your story in cybersecurity. And just having good intentions and meeting people that way, I think, has been a really incredible way to network and to make the connections that we really needed to make in order to, you know, build our business and for me to continue as a CEO.
Yeah, that was pretty interesting. I think that's a good lesson because, you know, just connecting on social media is just not really enough. It is just not as powerful. You make some connections and it's nice when you get to meet people in person, but, you know, a good way to meet up with folks face to face, maybe just still virtually, but, you know, that's a big advantage over just sending messages, you know, because whenever you get to meet people in person, but like you said, you know, this is an industry of trust. So getting to meet people, you get to put a face with that person, because as security professionals too, we know sometimes that there's folks out there that are bots or someone's running an account that they're scamming someone. So the person you see on that LinkedIn profile is not that person.
Right.
And so whenever you do something like you're doing virtually, it helps build that level of trust. People realize this is actually you, not someone from some nation state trying to, or some other cyber criminal trying to social engineer you. So that's a good thing. And I just recently wrote a LinkedIn post talking about, you know, making sure to use the in-person, and this is, you know, this is not exactly in person, but it's a good step closer than just doing, you know, some people are just purely social media and you just really don't get that effect, because I know you've probably experienced this too. Social media, you know, LinkedIn compared to actually meeting people face to face, what comes of that? And just kind of, you know, based on your experiences, what are some of your thoughts on, you really did well with that virtual coffee. So, you know, in person, social media, what's kind of your formula for success with personal networking or professional networking?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's using all three, right? So I had been posting a lot more in 2023 on LinkedIn. Obviously, building up your LinkedIn profile and presence is really, really important. I'm not on Twitter. I know some, well, X, sorry, I haven't adjusted. I still call it the Sears Tower in Chicago. So clearly, you know, name changes and getting on board with those are not my thing. It is very, very important, you know, to be in this industry, to have that presence. So I would say that is, important, absolutely, but you're right. It's like how you use the tool. And even thinking from like putting on my marketing hat, you know, and what is going to help you grow your audience and get you engagement on LinkedIn, you have to be able to use the tool wisely and effectively. So what do I mean by that? So it's not just posting content. Actually, what is going to help you on LinkedIn is, are you engaging with other people's content? Are you utilizing all of the tools that LinkedIn offers, from LinkedIn Lives to LinkedIn newsletters? You know, they discontinued carousels, but like using the variety of features on LinkedIn will help you get, you know, broader reach on your content. And then, you know, the networking piece of things, once you get to know folks and you build those relationships and build that trust with them, those folks are going to be your biggest champions on social media. So shout out to Mike Pedrick and Daniel Moses, amazing people that I met last year. Like, I know that if I post something on social media, like instantly I'm going to have at least two comments and, you know, some folks cheering me on. And it was, I can tangibly say that building my network has been key to our success. And here's how. So, you know, running this startup, we were part of a pitch competition that happened in December of this last year for $100,000. Unfortunately, didn't win. It's all good. But in order to even make it onto the stage, we had to first pass through like the public voting portion of things. And so I had been doing all the work, sowing the seeds at this point for months and months and months and months, and was able to finally, you know, harness the power of my network to say, hey, I really could use you. Please help vote for us. Vote daily for the next couple of days. Get us up on the stage. And we made it there. And if I hadn't done that, we wouldn't have been able to have that opportunity. You know, ultimately, like I said, we didn't win, but it was amazing for visibility, the media, and stuff around that, and opportunities that came as a result of that. So, you know, I can tangibly say that the network and my networking was very critical to our success. So definitely how you utilize LinkedIn really matters. You know, connecting with people outside of LinkedIn, and then absolutely conferences still matter. I think more than any other industry, like I said, very unique space to be in, trust-based. So the showing up in person still matters. And I think it's doing all three of those things regularly will be helpful to your success.
One of the things you mentioned too, that I liked and I'm kind of a big fan of, because you see some folks, especially, you know, like people like myself, practitioners more in the professional hacker space, don't really want to go to CISO meetups, CISO conferences. Some of them don't like to go to the ISSA, ISACA, different groups like that. And then you see some things on the executive side. They're not interested in DEF CON groups, OWASP chapter groups, or any of the hacker association meetups. They're just going to whatever is just specific to the role. And I think that's a missing opportunity there.
Mm-hmm. No, absolutely. Absolutely. It's interesting, you know, not being native to this space, I guess I will say, you know, been in cybersecurity for about a year and a half. I have the ability as an outsider to come in and look at all the things and be like, well, this is an interesting way that this is operating. Here's some things I think we could change. You know, and I think one of those, you just hit the nail on the head, is that you have different groups of folks in cybersecurity who are operating in totally different circles. And yet at the end of the day, practitioners and CISOs need to work together to address emergencies and solve problems. So that's one of the problems I personally would like that we change, and is one of the focuses. Of our own community within the Hackerverse. So we have our own Discord community. We run our own events. And one of the things we think is our differentiating factor, not only are they amazing, cool events where you can get involved and see real-time product validation of vendor products in these World Hacker Games, but we really are trying to focus on bringing those two groups of individuals together. It just seems like such a miss to have groups for CISOs and groups for practitioners and never the twain shall meet, especially when there's, you know, obviously more and more threats every day. And that's not new news. But I think, you know, it's with the widespread adoption of AI, the crisis, you know, just got closer, right? The threat level just got higher. The hackers just got smarter, and they're going to continue to be exponentially smarter with these tools. So we need to be working together. We need to be collaborating, and we need people from, you know, all levels within an organization or all levels within, you know, cybersecurity, and bringing folks together and saying, okay, how can we solve this problem? How can we work together? How can we better collaborate? because you're right. It's such a miss to have people operating within their you know, their realms. And I get it. You know, it's hard to get outside of your comfort zone. You know one area and you have your community, and it's easy to stay comfortable there. But that can definitely come back and bite you and when you don't have that level of collaboration. You know, honestly, it was kind of like a personal mission for me to get out there and attend these events and be more social. I am not shy to say that, like, coming out of COVID, like, I had like massive anxiety coming to events. Like, it was just very uncomfortable. But you know, the more you do it, the more comfortable you get at it. And now I think if you ask anyone, it seems like I'm a natural at it, but it is, it, you know, it takes work just like anything else, just like, you know, any other skill that you have to work to hone it. I can say that I have the gift of the gab at this point, and I feel like if you were to drop me into any group of people anywhere in the world, we could figure out something to talk about. But it doesn't mean that it you know, comes naturally to me, like I said.
Yeah, that, and one of the things to add to that, when considering, you know, for anyone that's a CISO management type listening on here, if you want to find practitioners, people that you're needing to recruit, if you're plugged into that part of the industry, you'll have a lot easier time finding employees. A good example was at one of our local DEF CON group, our DEF CON 214, which is the Dallas DEF CON group. We had a young college graduate doing a presentation on malware analysis, and a hiring manager from Citigroup was in the audience. Saw the presentation, asked for their resume. They end up getting hired and go to work for Citi because someone that was in a management type crossed over and was going to these practitioner type meetups, and he found a resource. And so for those practitioners that are looking for jobs, you can find opportunities at your local DEF CON groups, your like Dallas Hackers Association, different hacker association meetups and OWASP chapters. You'll find jobs there, but typically you go to these other executive type groups, you're going to find more people with the buying and the hiring power, and you really definitely want to get plugged into those folks.
Absolutely. Collaboration makes so many sense on so many different levels.
Yeah, it's kind of my last year I had some really good collaborations, and kind of my theme and goal is to do more collaborations this year. And it's kind of funny, I saw a movie preview recently. There's a new Godzilla and King Kong movie coming out. So they're not fighting each other, they're working together. So if Godzilla and King Kong can collaborate, then the rest of us can too.
Yes, absolutely. Lesson there, 100%.
So yeah, why don't you tell us about your company, what it does? Because I know there was recently a rebranding. I mean, it was a brand you already used, but if you just kind of explain what you're doing and kind of that rebranding.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So we are now the Hackerverse, formerly Kicker, K-I-K-R-R. So if you saw that around in the universe, we are now the Hackerverse. The Hackerverse just being more reflective of what it is that we're building. So I kind of mentioned earlier, the automated demo marketplace. It was the original product that we were building, still a huge focus of everything that we're doing. So the vision for that is for anyone who's looking to source for cybersecurity cybersecurity tooling to be able to come to our marketplace and access these on-demand sandbox environments on their own time to kick the tires on tooling they're considering without first having to contact sales. We know that there is a lot of challenges with the current sales process to procure tools. It takes a really long time. It's very painful. No one wants to do it. So that's a huge problem that we're solving. You know, on the vendor piece of things, there's a lot of benefits for that, right? So we provide the ability to essentially generate and qualify leads for you without having, you know, a massive sales team. So lots of benefits for everyone on that piece of things. I think where, you know, there's a lot of excitement and rightfully so, is the community and events that we host. So World Hacker Games happen on a monthly basis. Our next one is coming up on February 22nd, featuring PlexTrack. And so essentially what we do is we build these custom CTF arenas and bring in these vendor products as the blue team and bring in our team of ethical hackers and they go at it. And we see in real time product validation, how these products perform. You know, for the first time, I think vendors are having to put their money where their mouth is and say, yes, our product actually works. The product, you know, the market is continuing to be more and more crowded. They're looking for new ways to show their product and showcase to potential clients and customers like how it works. And so, you know, lots of interest from vendors on that piece of things. But then for buyers, you know, come participate, enjoy the show, right? So we want this to be a fun experience, either if you're participating or you're watching. If you're someone who's sourcing for tools, you know, come show up and see how this product performs. And it's just a great opportunity to showcase cybersecurity tooling and our ethical team of ethical hackers, like really in an entirely new way. So just a preview of where we're headed, our community called the Hackerverse community, we've been building it out on Discord, offering educational opportunities. We have a strong partnership with TCM Security to offer security educational vouchers. But where we're headed, we really want to be the home for, you know, cybersecurity professionals of all stripes. But we really see ourselves as elevating the role of the ethical hacker and being able to provide a platform for those individuals. So you talked about being able to connect with jobs. Like, we want to be able to spotlight the role of the ethical hacker, the freelance ethical hacker. Hey, I was the winner in this CTF, you know, I won this prize pool and I earned myself $10,000, you know, potentially providing like NASCAR style sponsorships for ethical hackers, like really having a fun, engaging, very forward-thinking platform and community where we offer events and then also provide the ability to buy tools in an entirely different way, right? Because it's one thing to showcase how tooling works, but if we also aren't solving the sales problem and making it easier to purchase them, then, you know, the process isn't complete. We haven't actually solved the problem. So that is the overview of everything that we're doing. So if you're an ethical hacker, come on in. We'd love to have you join our army, get involved in our World Hacker Games. We have lots of prizes, like I said, for TCM security vouchers. We're looking for sponsors now, so there will soon be options to compete for prize pools. You know, our partnership with the Cybersecurity Defense Ecosystems means that you and your hacking efforts will be spotlighted in front of an audience of about 15,000 or more. So it's a really great opportunity to build your personal brand. We talked about, started out this episode, personal brand, build your portfolio to showcase your skills at work. And if you're a vendor and you are having issues filling your pipeline, you're having issues converting sales, you're looking for new ways to really showcase what your product does and how it performs, we're a great option for you as well. So that's my mini plug. I guess it wasn't so mini, but that's my plug.
Very cool. And so, yeah, I know you got the next CTF coming up in February. So how often do you do the CTFs?
So they are currently on a monthly basis. Then we'll be moving once we kind of get the oils greased with the cybersecurity defense ecosystem, because they're hosted in conjunction with them. They'll be moving to every 3 weeks and then, you know, hopefully more than that. So it's very, very popular, like I said, with vendors and buyers. And so there's a lot of momentum with this. The one after that will be in March featuring Centeon. And then we have April featuring Blue Myra. So we already have the next 3 months of CTF World Hacker Games lined up. So lots of opportunities there.
So any plans for anything during Hacker Summer Camp?
I will be there. I will be back. Hopefully I will not get COVID again. I got COVID last year, which I guess if you're going to get COVID anywhere, it's in Vegas at a 40,000 person conference. But I will definitely be there. Black Hat was amazing for us. Actually, some of our customers that we just signed on the platform came from the connections that I made at Black Hat to, you know, and like anything else, it's relationship building and you know, getting that done and getting those customers in the door. But I will definitely be there. At least, and then for a little bit of DEF CON, but 8 days in Las Vegas is entirely too long to be in Las Vegas. That was my yeah. consensus after last year. I was like, I don't know if I can do this again.
Yeah, it's a long time for me. The latest I stay there is I usually go home Sunday morning.
Okay.
So I don't stay there any later than that, because after it really surprised me, because usually when I go to a conference, and it depends on the conference too, after about day two, I'm conferenced out. But, you know, I usually go there for Black Hat, mm-hmm. B-Size Las Vegas.
Yes.
Last year, SquadCon.
Yep.
So I was at four different conferences or so
there. I was at all of them. I did Diana too.
Yeah. So Diana I hadn't been to yet. I've got to get that one on the schedule to get out to that one. But anyway, yeah, it's a lot of time out there. So.
Yes, I'll be there. TBD on how long exactly I will be there, but I will be there for sure.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it's great having you on. Is there anything you'd like to mention before we close out the episode?
I guess just take me up on my offer for virtual coffee. You can find me on LinkedIn. I'm sure Philip will share all the links and how to mm-hmm. connect with me, but I'm always happy to connect and chat. So please take me up on that. I am happy to meet you.
Sure. Yep. All your social media stuff that you have, your LinkedIn profile and link to your company site and all that will be shared in the show notes. So thanks again.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for having me.
Thanks, everyone. And we'll see you in the next episode.
Thank you for listening to The Philip Wiley Show. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. In the meantime, to learn more about Philip, go to thehackermaker.com and connect with him on LinkedIn and Twitter @PhilipWiley. Until next time.